Welcome to this week's episode of Sundays with Poppy. Say hi, Poppy.
It's not a Sunday.
Poppy, you gave us away. Well, we have a very special episode today because today is Thursday. And what day is today?
Thanksgiving Day.
So who do you have with us today?
I got my nearest and dearest with us today.
We have all
my blood relatives.
How many grandkids are here today?
Nine
grandkids from all your daughters.
Yes.
Eight grandkids. Oh, we're missing
it.
Allie Korn is in Israel, so we're missing her. But we're thinking of her.
And boyfriend and girlfriend make up for the.
We have almost all of your grandkids in this room to interview you for Sundays with Poppy today. Are you excited?
Yes, very much so.
So I think you want to kick this off with a riddle.
Sure.
Let's hear it.
One word in the English language has three sets of double letters, A, A, B, B, consecutively in a row, in one word. What is the word?
What is the word?
I do not know. Any letters just have to be double.
They have to be double and they have to be consecutive.
So all three sets of them in a row?
Yes, that's consecutive.
Yes, I know, but like...
Yeah,
that's what in a row means.
Okay, we're going to think about this one. Everybody give it a think, and we'll reveal the answer at the end, okay? I think Emily has potential to get it. I think Emily's going to get it.
I know. Emily has it?
I think Emily might get it. I'm giving her a shot here. All right,
good.
Okay, so this week, we're up. We haven't done a podcast in a while, so... I think we left off where you guys were in Great Next. We were talking about your medical practice. And I feel like we need to dig a little deeper. We skipped over the birth of all of your daughters. So we want to talk about your daughters, Shari, Lauren, and Karen today. So
Shari was born.
Wait. First off, I want to back up. I want to know, before you guys had kids, how many kids did you think you want? A, did you always know you wanted kids? B, how many kids did you think you were going to have?
Four.
You thought you were going to have four?
Yeah.
What did you think?
Two.
Before anyone was born, you thought you were going to have four kids?
I wanted four kids.
Did you want girls, boys? Did you care?
Two and two.
You wanted two and two. And you wanted one and one.
I wanted healthy and
two. What did she say?
She wanted healthy. She didn't care what they were.
I think that's true.
So you never really imagined that you might have three girls?
No. We thought we were like Eddie Cantor. You know who he was?
No.
He was an entertainer. He had five daughters.
Five? Wow. Okay, so we wound up with three girls, but now let's back up. Okay, so Olivia, who was the firstborn?
Shari.
So how old was Mima when Shari was born? Mima, how
20.
Old were you when Mommy was born?
22.
22.
22.
Emily and Barry, how old are you now?
23.
That would be like Emily and Barry already had a 1-year-old daughter.
Oh wow.
That's freaky.
Oh wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Okay, so do you remember Mima being pregnant? Do you remember when you found out that you were pregnant?
I remember June 4th, 1963. It was my graduation day from NYU Medical School. My Aunt Rose was coming. My parents, Ellen's parents, were coming. Ellen got up in the morning and she decided to make me lox, eggs, and onions for breakfast.
It's true.
Something that I dearly love. And she was standing at the stove making it and she said, "My water broke. We're going to have the baby today."
Were you scared?
So this was like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. She labored all day.
All day?
And she kept saying to herself, "I better have this baby today or he'll never forgive me for missing his graduation." And 2 or 3 minutes to midnight, she popped out the baby.
Wow.
That was Shari.
That's crazy.
But he went to graduation for a while.
No, I went to tell them I wouldn't be coming.
And you missed your medical school graduation.
That's correct.
Because Mommy was born.
I took the Hippocratic Oath.
You never took it?
I never took it.
That would explain things.
Surprise visit from uncle. That's crazy. So were you scared when she was giving birth? Were you scared to be a dad or were you ready?
I was scared for her.
You weren't scared for yourself that a baby was coming? Were you scared? You were terrified? And we're back. Okay, so sorry. We left off on the birth of Shari. That is really... So you were in labor all day. How did you pick the name Shari? Why do we need an S?
My grandfather's son.
Solomon. I didn't know that.
I never knew that. Yeah.
Did you guys know that?
I definitely knew that.
And how'd you pick Lynn?
Oh, just a minute. Shari came from that little girl who had puppets. I forget her name.
Shari puppets.
Shari.
Shari puppets.
Someone on TV.
Okay, well, after your grandpa.
So after Solomon, and how'd you pick Lynn as the middle name? Was that we needed an L for something else? Who was that named after?
Same guy.
Same guy. Solomon.
Solomon.
Like it's SL.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Mm.
Okay.
A lot of genius.
And what was Shari like as a baby and a toddler?
We never thought Shari would walk.
Why?
She sat like a lump. President Kennedy died or was assassinated 5 months after. 5 months after Shari was born. The TV was 24-hour non-stop assassination coverage.
Uh-huh.
We put Shari in the corner near the TV set. And Ellen and I watched the entire weekend. We never heard from Shari.
She was so she was a good baby.
Good baby.
Were you guys
she sat there like a lump.
Good baby.
Were you like overbearing and nervous or you didn't? Let her do what she wanted to do.
You let her cry and then she went to sleep?
She didn't cry.
And what about as a toddler? Was she a good toddler or was she crazy?
She was a wonderful baby.
Mm. It makes sense. Jamie and Emily, do you have any other questions about mommy?
Lauren, on the other hand. Oh.
We're all genius.
Okay, so we want to know about Lauren. Was Lauren planned?
All right, this is Evan Blitzer. Try me in. Seriously, was she planned?
No.
No, not at all. Where were we? What was the night like?
Was she an accident? She just came to be?
Where were you? Do you remember where you were?
Yeah.
Hold on. We're switching. I don't want to ruin. Will you put this on a coaster?
Emily.
You were in Manhattan. What apartment?
What apartment?
Yeah, where were you?
138 Lexington
Ave. Do you remember the year?
Of course I remember the year.
So what was going on? Give me the background.
1965.
Okay.
The year was 1965.
She was an accident. How was Shari at the time? Shari was a well-behaved baby, and you decided, hey, we're going to go for it?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Mima, do you remember the same thing?
And then Lauren came into our lives.
What was the day she was born like?
And Lauren was impossible. You know, interestingly enough, the day she was born is the number one most common birthday.
Really?
In the world.
Bubba.
9/9.
Bubba.
Why?
9/9.
It's a big day.
First of all, September is the most common month.
Well, that means that 9 months before that is the most common day for people to have sex.
January.
9 months.
Does that have any
connection
to New Year's?
Christmas.
Was Bubba a New Year's baby?
Christmas?
No.
No. September is the most common birth month, and 9/9 is the most common birthday.
Really?
You hear that, Mom? You are a common child.
You're special.
Common. I sent you a text about that.
Nothing unique.
All
right.
The day she was born like.
Wait, hold on. Oh, that's a good question. Hold on. There's a lot of questions going on. We need to consolidate here.
What was the day she was born?
I'm in charge here. Look at me. $1 million question. Lauren with an I. How'd we get there? You. So Explain.
Why?
We wanted a name that was not terribly unusual, but different than a routine kind of name.
I think it went with Ellen with a Y.
Run with Ellen with a Y. Did it have anything to do with Ralph?
Day, something had to be uncommon.
With Ralph. No, totally separate from Ralph.
Ralph.
Ralph. Ralph Lauren? No?
Lauren.
But we like Lauren with an I.
Midwestern.
What's Bubba's Lauren?
Ralph Lauren. Excuse me, I apologize.
I want to know more about Mima's pregnancy.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
I'm trying to get a word of, you know, Lauren was an impossible baby. Lauren cried 24/7.
Opposite of Sherry.
Because Lauren was uncomfortable.
Explain. What do you mean uncomfortable?
She's still uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
She's still uncomfortable.
Wait. Give him a chance to explain. Explain uncomfortable.
Lauren had stomach issues. Lauren either had irritable bowel, or possibly her Crohn's was acting up. Or she had gastritis of some kind. She had issues.
I know somebody else that was past those traits.
And she didn't eat well. And Lauren was a challenge.
Like, immediately from birth?
Immediately from birth.
And how long did that last?
About 40 years.
40 years. And
how long did it last? It lasted 2 years, 2 or 3.
And this is a question for Mima. Mima, how early on did we start dressing Lauren like Sherry? Was it immediately? Out of 6 months? You know?
It was almost immediately.
It was immediately. Why? We bought them.
We lived in Washington. Bobby was in the Air Force. There was nothing to do, and you know I like to go shopping. There was stores in Chevy Chase, Maryland. It was a little far away, and I had to take Lauren because I had nothing to leave her with. So I would take her to the store, and she would sit in the stroller, and she would turn the rack, and she would pull up every single thing on the floor.
Bubba!
Hide in the rack.
Such a rebellious child.
Another question for Mima. Was it hard being pregnant with Bubba while you had mommy so little?
My mom is such a good baby. It was nice.
Did you like being pregnant?
Then,
did you have crazy cravings?
No. I was something.
Was Sherry a good sister immediately?
Yes.
Bubba,
can you explain?
Bubba's pregnancy,
what?
Can you explain? Like, how did you know she was a good sister immediately? What did she do?
Sherry was very sweet, very kind. You do anything with Sherry.
Was she excited to have a baby sister?
Very much so.
Like, she was excited when Mima was pregnant?
Yes.
So did you ever think after Lauren, like, that was it?
Plus, minus, yes, no.
Plus, minus, yes or no. There was about 5 seconds of a left to right head nod.
Me? I agree. everything that we did was like by chance. We didn't plan very much.
And you had Bubba and Sherry now, and you're still living in D.C.?
No, Brooklyn.
You're still in Brooklyn. You're not at D.C.
so,
yet.
Wait. When did the Brooklyn transition take place? Was that
after I graduated from medical school and moved to Brooklyn?
So that was before or after Lauren?
Before. Med school was the day of Sherry's birth. You missed that.
Med school was the day of Sherry.
The med school graduation.
When did your water break with Bubba? They really were.
Supposedly, I have not been doing
much. Yeah.
Nikki has a question.
What was the day of Bubba's birth like? How did you go into labor? Where were you? What were you doing?
Do you remember that one, Pop?
We lived in... We lived in Atlantic Beach in a house with Bobby's parents, and I was pregnant with Bubba.
It was a summer house.
It was a summer house. And we decided, or the doctor decided, that the trip would be too long from Atlantic Beach to New York. So we went and we slept at Aunt Joan and Uncle Michael's for that night.
Wait, time out. So we slept at Aunt Joan and Uncle Michael's for the birth of Lauren, is that correct?
The day before the birth.
We had Chinese food. You had appointments to have a baby then.
We had Chinese food. I want to hear more about the Chinese food.
We had Chinese food, and then
that's
it.
Chinese food, and then more.
Wait, Like you just went into labor?
No, no, it just
you just your water broke?
Supposedly Chinese food induces labor.
I don't know.
Dr. Rick, can you comment?
No.
No, no, no. Not scientifically validated.
So, okay. Go ahead.
So Pop, after Lauren comes out, you know, what was it like having two kids? Did you like having two kids?
Loved having two
kids. Why?
Fun.
Fun? Did they like each other?
Very much so.
There were never any fights, ever. Come on, you can tell us the truth.
I never remember ever, even as young children, adolescents, young adults, married with families. I never remember one unhappy day.
I don't know.
I remember your first fight with Jared.
Oh. care to tell us more?
I know it.
No.
People here seem to know it.
Let's hear it, Dad.
It was in college.
Oh, you're over your trip?
Right.
What happened, Poppy?
Poppy, tell us more.
It wasn't a fight.
You didn't talk to her for 3 weeks.
Was it a nice fight?
No, I didn't know.
Nice fight.
We were out of college. I didn't know until you got married.
Gary, why don't you talk to us about that?
Well, they wanted to enter a dance contest.
So you can remember?
A weekend in Puerto Rico.
Sounds fun.
So we sponsored them.
Nice.
And they won.
Duh.
Wait, hold on. What'd you dance?
It was a dance marathon. You raised money for
25 hours.
Wow. That's 25 hours.
Ellen said, you can go. But you can't stay in any hotel where anybody would know Daddy and me.
So let's talk about that. Meanwhile, what was the reasoning behind that?
It was a different era.
It was a different era. Explain more.
Even you know that.
I know that. Well, I want to hear the explanation from the two of you.
She made the edict.
Oh, Mima, you made the edict.
I did.
Did anybody ask Poppy what it was like to be a...
We did a whole episode.
We're going to move on to the next topic here. So I've seen a lot of nice fights. What do you think about the nice fights that happen in this family?
The nice fights?
Nice.
Evan, you've now gotten off track. I'm back in my seat.
Nice.
But you did a great job with the book apart.
Thank you, Evan.
Okay.
Jordan, ask about the nice fights.
We still have a very important member of the family left to talk about.
What is a nice fight?
Who here wants to explain
the
nice
fight?
When Shan and Sherry,
the nice
Sherry,
fight.
Me and Karen and Mommy have a fight. It's like everybody's like, no, I'll do it. No, I'll do
with
it.
With the nice
fight.
Everybody's being too nice.
Everybody's trying to be the nicest.
We'll explain nice fights more after the podcast. But I need quiet on the set because we have a very important daughter that has yet to be discussed. And I have a very important granddaughter here to ask you about her. So, Olivia.
Okay. What was it like being pregnant with Karen and then having two kids? Having to take care of two kids and being pregnant.
I also want to back it up. Was Aunt Karen planned?
Oh, yeah.
We're 0-2 on the planning thus far.
No.
They already said no. She was not planned.
Oh,
how many years apart are Shari and Karen?
9.5 years
apart. And isn't that weird though? Now we have me to Allie, 10.5 years apart. It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
So were you surprised to be pregnant again, Mima?
Yeah.
Were you surprised that she was pregnant again?
Jordan, ask me how old she was when she had Karen.
Well, we know that she was 22
when she had
Shari. So how old was she when she had Karen?
31 and a half.
And she thought?
That I was the grandma.
And now she would be the really young mom.
She was really old to be having a baby. She was way too old to be having a baby at 31.
Was Karen a difficult baby?
Wait, we're not there yet.
A difficult child.
Karen was a good baby. Okay, so were Lauren and Shari excited that they were going to be having another sister?
Wow.
Like, you remember them getting excited? How did you tell them that Mima was pregnant? Do you remember that?
No.
You know, the puppy used to go in the room every morning and say, guess what?
Literally every morning.
Every morning you ran in?
Every single morning. He would wake us up when it was like the last month and he would say, Mommy had the baby. And we'd be like, run into the room and there would be mommy laying in the bed. And the day when she actually had the baby, we did not believe him.
Okay, so tell us about that day from your memory, Aunt Karen being born. Poppy has got no memory of that one.
Karen was a Christmas time baby, and our anniversary was Christmas Eve. And Ellen didn't want to stay in the hospital forever. You know, in those days, you had a 7-day hospital stay if you had a baby. So she begged them to let her out early. They wouldn't let her out early, so I had to sign her out against medical advice.
Wow.
Which I did.
And your siblings, children were not allowed to go to the hospital. So Poppy brought mommy and I to the parking lot of North Shore Hospital, and we stood in the parking lot, and Mima held Aunt Karen up to the window. And that's how we saw her.
Do you remember that? You were holding Aunt Karen up like Simba and the Lion King.
There was glass on the window. Did you hear what happened on the cruise ship last week? The grandfather was holding a baby at the cruise ship, and he thought there was glass there. And he held the baby up, and the baby fell off the side of the cruise ship and died.
Oh. Thank you for that. Oh my God. Well, that obviously did not happen because we have Aunt Karen here today. Yes. So, what about some favorite stories about Aunt Karen?
Okay. Do you have any?
Karen was a spectacular baby.
How about when she got older? I really
like
to know.
Let's go right to the heart of the matter, Olivia.
Because my mom always tells me that if she did that, she would be spanked. She's like, I never said that to my parents. I never acted that way to my parents. There's never a bad child. I'd really like to know if she's ever a bad child.
So she was a good baby.
But how about when she got older? Olivia's
digging.
Maybe we should talk about when she was younger.
Karen was the most verbal child. That probably the most verbal child I've ever seen, and I've seen it probably 500,000 kids. Karen spoke like we did when she was 9 months old. Karen used to sit in the middle of our living room or dining room and entertain all our friends. She just ran off at the mouth.
She was so funny.
Her vocabulary and her choice of language was remarkable for such a peanut.
Do you think it was because she had older siblings around all the time? That's what we think about Allie.
That was the reason. No, I think it was just innate. But she was remarkably gifted with language.
Does that mean she's the smartest of three?
No, definitely not.
Was it weird to have a baby all over again when 9 years later?
Yep.
Like that's pretty weird. Did you guys have Aunt Karen? Did parenting, Nikki wants to know if parenting tactics changed at that point. You as a
parenting classes.
Tactics.
Oh, tactics.
Did you know things that you didn't know before?
No.
So you obviously raised her the same way, but nothing, was there like anything out there that was different?
Karen was dating a kid who was also a patient of mine. Nice kid. And we were going out for dinner and they were both at my house, and there was a party in Great Neck Estates, and the parents were not going to be home. What that meant to me was there'd be 1,000 kids there, unsupervised, there'd be alcohol, maybe drugs, and I didn't want my daughter there. And I told her in no uncertain terms that you are not to go to this party. Mommy and I are going out for dinner. I expect to find you here when I come home. We came home, no car, Karen, no car, no nothing. So I got in my car and I went to the house because I knew the people where the party was. There must have been 1,000 kids on the lawn. I'm exaggerating, but hundreds of kids on the lawn. And, you know, I show up. It's like Moses parting the Red Sea. I walked in the house and I looked around and I found Karen. She took one look at me. She put her head down and she followed me. I shouldn't say a word. I didn't say a word. We went home. She didn't talk to me for 2 weeks.
That's pretty bad, Pop.
The water rat?
No.
Yeah. Well, you knew the parents? Were you close friends with the parents?
Which parents?
With the parents of mommy's boyfriend.
No, we weren't close, but they were patients of mine. I knew them both.
Wow. All right,
Tori, what do you got next?
So we're going to wrap this up, but I have a question. You have three pretty amazing daughters.
Yes.
Do you have a secret?
Yes.
What's your secret?
Plant grow.
A what?
Plant grow.
Plant grow?
Yeah, you put it on the grass.
that's your parenting secret.
Yeah.
How did you create three amazing daughters?
Oh, I don't think I had anything to do with it. I think it most of the came from her. I think the rules are, though, it must always be truthful. You gotta set limits. As hard as it is, you must set limits.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be consequences if they break the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And you fly by the seat of your pants. I mean,
and is there anything you would have done differently now, looking back?
Jordan. Yeah, I would have had two more.
And my daddy's famous line is that you often say that the happiest times of your life were when all of your three girls were living under your roof. Is that true?
Correct.
Why is that?
Because it was fun. It was lively. It was uplifting. It was great.
It was the best.
Yes.
Okay, now, Olivia, can you help me with the riddle reveal?
Yes. What is the answer to your riddle?
Wait, we have to ask if anyone knows.
Oh, anybody know
what's
the answer?
Can you
repeat the riddle?
I'll repeat it. You want me to hear it?
A word in the English language that has three sets of consecutive letters consecutively. Meaning AABBCC in one word.
Does anybody
Emily Korn has a guess.
Oh,
I think I know, but I've heard it before.
I think you've guessed this before.
Okay. Bookkeeper?
That's correct.
I knew it! I knew Emily could do this.
Bookkeeper.
Emily for the win. Are you impressed? And now we're going to wrap this up with a word of the day, a poppy word of the day, a vocab word. Say it again.
Troglodyte.
Can you give us the definition?
Monster.
A monster?
Troglodyte
is a monster. Did not know that. Okay, and our last question for you, as it's Thanksgiving.
What is it?
It's Thanksgiving today. What are you most thankful for?
This.
Your nine grandkids.
Nine minus one.
We love you, Allie.
She sent me pictures today.
I know she did. We're looking at your pictures. All right, this is us signing off. Thank you, grandkids and daughters. Poppy, we'll see you next week. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.